Namaste. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam Lee.
All right, well, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee, and today with me, as always, we will have Pooja Desai from Believe Healing, as well as Lolita72 from the chat room. Say hi, Lolita.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining us tonight. We look forward to a fabulous show.
Oh, yes. And today, as always, we will be taking callers with a question on any topic within their life. Please, from now on, only one question per caller, one part questions only. And if our queue is small enough at that given time, we will allow an extra question or two to slip by. All right. Well, to begin the show today, I just wanted to take a few moments and talk to you guys about some of the aspects of life. Basically, I wanted to just preach a little bit here because I've been feeling a little inspired for the past couple of days. Unfortunately, yesterday's show had to be canceled and postponed until today. So I guess y'all, now the queue is pretty full here, so you guys are aware that that has transpired, and I thank you, everyone, our callers, our listeners, for your gracious patience here. One of the things that I wanted to discuss today is that every so often, hold on one moment, and we have Pooja Desai joining in now. Hey, Pooja, how are you doing today?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Hey, girl, how are you?
Hi, good. I'm good.
Cool. All right. Well, Pooja, I'm going to be preaching here for a few minutes, and then we're going to begin taking some callers just to catch up. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Cool. All right. Well, one of the things that I wanted to discuss with everyone today is that in our day-to-day lives, throughout we grow, throughout the time that we have in our lives, we find ourselves through difficult times, through positive times. We find ourselves going through times where we have our ups and our downs. And we always seem to get a little lost from time to time. We always seem to run into negative situations, negative people. Sometimes we even begin to be a little negative ourselves in our thought process. Sometimes we even feel a little bit lost in our minds. And there's a lot of confusion that can come in and out of our lives. But one of the things that we will always notice in our lives is that the light, the universe, the God, you know, whatever many names and many faces are out there, that one source always has a way of bringing us home. That one source always has a way of bringing us back into the light of our own lives, back into the light of the hearts of others that love us and that care about us. We are all together in this world here to help one another, not to hate, not to harm, not to get rid of anybody that, you know, we don't like per se, but to love everyone, no matter how bad or how good they are, but to love everyone and to understand the process that everyone goes through, why they might go through what they go through, how they might go through what they go through. I'm not saying we need to be accepting of everybody's crutches or everybody's pet peeves, but we do need to be accepting of the fact that love is of the light. Fear, hatred, regret, things like this are not of the light. They are not of the higher being. They are not of our ascension. They are not of us. But we are here in this world to learn what we are through first learning what we are not. And we are also here with a vital tool. And that tool helps us throughout our lives, through difficult times and through good times, through times that are hard, through times that are easy. This tool is just simply remembering that in the end, we all come back together. In the end, we all will be together. We all love each other. We are all from the same blood, from the same skin, from the same bone, from the same atoms that make up our very being. For everything in this world is connected through an energy source. Life itself is energy. Every plant, every animal, every human being, every organism, everything that has life in this world is connected to the next thing that has life. Sometimes scientists will refer to this as the cycle of life. You know, for those of you that are out there and listening, one of my theories and one of my practices throughout my career and my life and in my personal life even, is that I have always had the ideal that there are many paths, many, many different roads within the forest, but they all lead back to the one meadow. And that meadow has many different names. That meadow has many different faces, many different positions, but ultimately it's the same meadow for everyone. Some may take longer than others. Some roads might have more hardship than others. Some might be easier and shorter than others. But in the end, we are all brought back to the same thing. And the light is that love, the light, that meadow, that is the source. All right,
awesome.
Guys.
Yes, just listening. This is so funny. I was just talking to someone in the car right before the show, and I was just actually saying the same thing. We all end up back in the same place. It's just we all have different times to get there.
Oh, yeah. And those times can vary, you know. Those times are all about understanding the process that some of us go through. Even the ones that may be creating the biggest problems and the most gossip that are not true at work for us, they all have their process. Some of us need to learn who we are through becoming very negative in our lives for a short period of time or for a long period of time. Some of us learn who we are through being positive. Some of us learn through all sorts of means. But I have always had an ideal that without one, the other cannot exist, and vice versa. For it is without the problems, for it is without the fear, for it is without the ego, that we are left with no tools of development. For it is through our hardships in life, through the situations, good and bad, that we go through, that we are able to use as tools to help us learn and grow. For this is the power of life itself. The meaning of life itself is for us to love, to grow, to cherish, to show that light that lives within us all, for we all have a piece of that source within us.
That was fabulously said, Adam.
Thank you.
I have to agree.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, guys. Well, we're going to go ahead and start taking some calls, but for those of you tuning in and listening and calling in today, for everyone out there in the world, please take advantage of the specials that we are offering on HousePsychic.com before they are up at the end of this month. You can visit HousePsychic.com as I myself am offering a $10 special for a half an hour reading. And Pooja Desai right now is offering $55 for a half an hour intuitive counseling and chakra balancing and cleansing services that she is offering. So please go visit HousePsychic.com, as in how psychic are you?
All right, you guys ready
to
do this tonight?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, well, our first caller for today is going to be by area code 207. Hello, caller.
Hi.
You are on air.
Hi, good evening. My name is Tom. How are you?
Yes.
Hey, Tom.
Doing great.
Hi, how
you doing,
you?
Tom?
Great. I was fantastic tonight. I'd like to know maybe a general question, a general reading possibly.
Okay. Well, we only do specific questions on the radio here. General readings would have to be done privately.
Okay. And I have a specific question on moving. Do you see us moving soon, and are we going to have the money to do so?
Okay. Well, the first thing that I'm getting is that I do see you guys moving soon, and the second thing that I'm getting is that it's going to be out of state. As far as the money is concerned, I'm not so much connecting to that, so if Pooja, you're getting something on that level, go right ahead.
I feel like you might have to pull into some savings. Do you have some savings saved up where you could pull money from that?
No longer.
No longer? For some reason, I keep getting like a fund or some kind of savings. I don't know if there's something somewhere or someone who has funds or savings, kind of like a parent or family member who might have some savings that they could tap into a little bit and to help you out.
That's a possibility.
That's what I'm kind of seeing. So I kind of get like almost like your mother's side is what I'm getting. Like I'm getting a female energy.
Yeah.
And Tom, just keep visualizing that you're moving so you can help it go quicker. So just if you visualize yourself packing and ready to move, it will help it come earlier and stay positive.
Yeah. I think that through the positive thought, you will be able to manifest it. You need to let go a little bit of that fear that it's not going to happen in time, because I do feel like it's going to happen in time, but if you keep holding on to that fear, you're going to prevent it from happening on time. It's sort of like our fear sometimes, when we allow it to rule us, we also allow it to manifest that of which we fear.
Mm-hmm. I follow you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like
it's amazing.
What I feel.
Yeah.
Okay, you were saying it's amazing what?
No, I was going to say
I'm sorry.
Amazing when we let go a little bit and you start, you know, to visualize the things that you want, it really does help. Because at the end of the day, we have no control. But what we do have the power is to manifest it quickly. Just know that you're going to move. It's going to come. And don't worry about it. It's going to come to you. Just stay positive. And we all have the controls of when it does come to us. But just, you got to stay positive.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
You know, I'm getting a message here, and I don't know if you have any relations to the Native American. I really don't think you do. But your guiding spirit right now is an eagle, okay?
Oh, wow.
And the eagle is very symbolic. It shows something that, you know, the eagle, having that as your spirit guide, your totem, so to speak, I'm really feeling that the symbolism behind this is really unique for you, because, one, you can be the hunter. You can go out and grab what it is that you're looking for, whatever that goal is that you want to accomplish. You pretty much can go out there and hunt for it and grab it. You know how to seek it out. You know how to manifest it. You know how to do this. Another thing is that you fly free. You are a wild spirit. You don't let anybody control you. You don't let anybody manipulate you, and that's wonderful. You know, you tend to try and keep people of a negative influence as far enough at bay as you possibly can. Although, you know, we're only human, so we're not going to be able to do it completely. What I can tell you is that another symbolism behind this is that you're very wise, but sometimes a little too tricky and wise for your own good.
Mm-hmm. I know what you mean.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for calling in, and you have a wonderful day.
Good
you
night,
too.
Tom.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
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 Bye. Wow.
On a roll.
Wonderful first caller.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Well, our next, huh?
No, I was saying, is Pooja there? I don't hear her.
Pooja, are you there?
Okay.
I'm here. I was just listening.
You're
on the roll.
All right. Our next caller is coming in by area code 310. Hello, caller. You are on air.
Hello, everyone.
Happy
Hello,
birthday,
how
Miss Alicia.
Yes, happy birthday.
Thank you.
happy
what
birthday.
A day.
Huh?
So what a day. A day to start off a brand new year for you. What perfect timing has everything led for you in the last couple of days?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh,
thanks
yeah.
to the work you guys have done.
Oh,
and
you're
more
than welcome.
Share?
Look, everybody who is listening, you should definitely take advantage of the specials. Now I'm being y'all's public service announcement. the work is very in-depth. I am a witness, and I have partaken, and it's been awesome.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Do you want to share some of the changes that you're feeling?
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I am less worried. I'm actually able to, like today, you know, today, I wanted today to be perfect, but you know, you can't always get what you want. I've had some, mm-hmm. a couple trying issues that popped up, and you know what? I'm like, look, you know, I'm not dealing with it today. Normally, I'll be in a panic state of a mind, worry,
oh, yeah.
and all that. I'm like, you know what? It just rolled off my back, and I'm keeping it moving.
Uh-huh. Awesome. Keep it trucking, girl.
Awesome.
I'm applauding you. I'm applauding you. Wow, what a difference from 4 days, like a week ago.
Oh,
week.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Almost,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I think that you have made a lot of progress. For those of you listening in, one of the best customers we've gotten, you know, and she is so great at doing her homework and just going with the flow. So, you know, thank you once more for that testimony. And is there anything you wanted to ask today?
Yeah, I guess. My question is... I did receive a letter of, it's basically a notice of trial, and that's
mm-hmm.
for the eviction. And I would like to know if I even have to show up at court, because I feel like I won't have to show up.
Mm. You know, I'm not feeling that you're going to have to show up either, hon. I feel that, you know what, girl, you're going to be moving out of there faster than... hot cake dropping from a pan, okay? So you're not going to have to worry about that.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I figured. Because I was like, you know what? Because I looked at it and I was like, you know what?
Oh,
no. I probably have to deal with this. If I do go, it'd just be for the humor in it.
Mm-hmm.
I know, we're all for that.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thanks for calling in, and we'll be... waiting to talk to you in the future.
All righty.
Absolutely. And
bye.
I'm,
good night, Anna.
I'm scheduled to talk to you after the show, so expect a call.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I didn't mean to cut you all off there, so I get a little trigger happy with this mouse of mine. Sorry about that. All right, our next caller is under area code 757. Hello, caller, you are on air.
Hello.
Hello. Area code 757, you are on air.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Yes, hi. Hi, how are you doing?
Hi. We're doing
good.
Great.
How
may
you?
We help you?
Yes, my name is Christina. I'm calling from Virginia Beach. And
okay.
My question for you is that I have been looking for a healthy relationship for quite some time, my soulmate, and I wanted to ask you if you can see anything coming up for me. And it doesn't have to be in a week. I'm willing to wait for the right person to come along.
Yeah.
Almost immediately, I felt that someone was coming in around October, December, like October, November, December, between the fall and the winter months is what I was getting. I'm not sure if Adam's connecting with that, but I'm trying to see.
You know what? The October timeline really seems good with me. That's what's resonating. So when you said October, I really, you know, yeah, I'd have to say yes. That's what was going through my mind.
Yeah, and I'm seeing, like, a taller gentleman. I'm seeing him wear, like, a, like kind of a sports coat. But I'm seeing someone a little bit taller with broad shoulders. I'm seeing, like ethnicity, like ethnic, sort of. Or he looks ethnic. He might not be, but he has darker features is what I'm seeing. And I think that's pretty much it.
Italian,
I'm seeing there. I'm sorry, what?
I'm getting Italian-like. He's got to have some Italian in him.
Yeah, he's a little bit darker. There's ethnicity is what came in, like ethnic is what came up right away. But I see, I'm seeing the word lovable. Like he's almost like the Jolly Giant. And he's very, just sweet is what I'm getting. Like he's masculine, but he's just kind of, he's just a really sweet man. And loving.
He's a big teddy bear.
Yeah, I get lovable is what I keep getting. And I'm getting to expect him around the October, November time frame. Possibly December if something puts him.
Oh, yeah. And the colors that I'm seeing that are resonating, I'm feeling you're going to meet him when he is wearing orange colors. And there's a bit of silver in there. I'm seeing silver as one of his colors.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Don't know why, but the silver sticks out like a contrasting color. And there's orange, there's yellow, something around the very light colors with him.
Yeah,
almost like
he's
wearing Caribbean-type shirts. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's very into nature also is what I'm getting.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Yeah.
He's very in tune to nature is what I'm getting. Like, it's funny because he's showing up in this kind of suit, and and that to me just tells me that he's got a little bit of class to him, but he's very in tune to nature is what I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
Very strongly.
Okay. Is this a person that I haven't met yet, or somebody?
This is a brand new individual.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, that sounds very good. I'm willing to wait.
All right, wonderful. Well, thank you for calling in. And just by the way, I really feel this guy is your soulmate, okay? Not very often we say that here on Psychic Talk Radio, but I'm really feeling this guy is your soulmate.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How encouraging. Okay, thank you so much.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Night. All right, guys. We're rocking it today, girl.
Enough.
Awesome.
Yep.
All right. Our next caller is coming in by area code 617. Hello, caller. You are on air. Hello, area code 617. You are on air. Hello.
We'll just have to come back to them.
Yep. All right. Well, we will come back to you if you're still there. In the meantime, our next caller is by area code 505. And hello, caller. You are on air.
Hi. I was hoping that you guys could help me out with... I don't know if something is going on with, like, the elimination process of my body. You know, like maybe like the kidneys and all that. Am I going to have success with? I've been taking herbs that are specifically for like liver, kidneys, and helping flush out your body. Am I going to have success with this, or am I going to have to see a doctor? Do you see, like, a surgery? Or, like, what's the outcome?
Okay. Well, I'm not feeling that surgery is really going to be the outcome of this. I do feel that you're going to be able to heal on the molecular level here. What I would suggest is taking advantage of the offer that Pooja is doing right now on the website with her intuitive counseling and healing, because Pooja really specializes in the healing arts as far as the physical body. And I'm feeling that the herbs are helping you. One of my suggestions would be to use mushrooms as well, mushroom supplements, like, for example, portobello, those kind of things. Portobello mushrooms are really good for building your immunity system. You will also find the shiitake mushrooms are really good. So look into a little bit of Chinese herbalism as well.
Okay.
Yeah, this is what I was getting. I was getting very strongly that kind of look around and see there, if there's a class available or some kind of class where you can kind of tap into herbs and stuff a little bit more in depth, because there's still more. I feel like it's going to be a process for you. So,
Yeah,
it's going to be kind of a longer process for you. It's not going to happen instantaneously at all. The cleansing would be great, 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 great for you, especially in that area, if you feel called to it. But it kind of gets stuff really flowing. So that would help the process out a little bit. And it also works on your lymphatic system. But I just feel like it's going to be a process for you.
Yeah, when you say this is going to be a process, do you know about how long? Like, am I going to struggle with this for a really long time?
I'm getting like a 3 to 6 month period where you're going to have a breakthrough. But you can kind of, you can speed it up with a few things. Adam, what are you getting?
You know, right now I'm tapping into this, and I have to agree with the 6 month time period, because I was getting 5, and then I figure, you know, the extra month is for the recoup, you know. But I'm also tapping into this, and I'm seeing something around your stomach area, a little bit off to the side, either on the right or the left. I'm feeling more so like the left hand side.
Yeah.
Well,
it needs to be a little.
I've been having a pain on the right side, actually, and I have been worried about that for quite a while, but the doctors can't figure that out.
Yeah, you're holding your stress in your solar plex, darling. You need to release some of the stress, okay? And that's why that pain's there. That's why the doctors can't figure out what it is.
I'm seeing, like, what I'm seeing is, like, energetically, I'm seeing, like, a web of, and I'm not sure if Adam's seeing this too, but almost like a web of, like, cords. And the muscle around that area is, like, super tense. Like, it's, like, holding on. It's really interesting to see psychically. It's like, holding on to it. So it's like energetic buildup. Like, there's a blockage, what it is. That's what we would call it, a blockage.
And, you know, let me ask you something real quick. Have you had any recent surgeries? Because I'm picking up on some type of extensive doctor visit here.
No, but I've been to the doctors recently. Well, not too recent, but because of that, actually, I actually was having a really bad dizzy spells, and I thought it was because of that. So I went to the emergency room, but no. Otherwise, I haven't had a surgery.
Okay. Well, I'm not feeling that surgery is going to become necessary in the future. What surgeries have you had in the past, like in the far past?
Appendicitis.
I'm like, I know there was a surgery in there somewhere. All right, well, you know what? Don't worry. It's going to be able to be okay. You're going to be able to treat this appropriately. But once more, please visit the website and take advantage of Pooja's offering right now for the healing. She's doing the 30-minute healing session with the intuitive counseling. I think you could really benefit from it.
Okay. And I can validate on that for you, too. Pooja actually worked on my brother, and I don't know if you know this, but kidneys are a relationship to holding on, a lot of angriness. So by her clearing him, it had helped him release a lot of stuff. And, you know, it's really basically helped him move forward and actually able to live, you know, with the one kidney that he has. So you have the power to do everything. So definitely take advantage of that, because she can definitely help you in that area. And it's, at the end of the day, it's your choice, you know, whether you want to heal faster in using all the different modalities. But you do have the control and the choice of doing this and having her help you, doing your herbal supplements. So, and your choice of letting go. You have the choice of letting go. So the sooner you understand that and realize that, the sooner that you can also heal your body, because no matter if she's clearing you or not, all the supplements, you can energetically block all the healing. So just keep that in mind, okay?
Okay. Well, there was a guy near me by the name of Bob, who is a healer, that I was considering going to go see. If I see him, do you think this will benefit me? Will I be happy with the outcome?
Well, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and answer that question. Right now, you're having the problem on the right side, and this is something that was suggested also by the chat room, Metamorphosis from the chat room. And on the right side, if you're having problems, that's symbolic that you're having problems with masculine energy. You may be having problems with male friends, father figures, brothers, you know, things like that. I'm not saying specifically with father figures, brothers, or friends, just that those are the general aspects of what you could be having a problem with. And I feel you need to balance it out. One of the reasons I kept on seeing the left-hand side is because that's the female side. You need to balance it out with the female energy.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
That was really
Thank
great.
You.
Have a good night.
All right,
you
too. Bye-bye. Good night.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys. What a wonderful caller for today, talking of healing and stuff. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was.
Definitely. That's my forte, so I get really excited for those calls.
Oh, yeah. I know, it's wonderful. You know what, Pooja? I think that a lot of the callers that are meant to call in for the both of us are now starting to balance out to a much better perspective.
Yeah, it seems so. It's really interesting because we tend to tap into a lot of different layers with all the callers. It's exciting to kind of see which ones we're going to get every week, but we're getting a lot of, I think recently we've been getting a lot of, we've kind of shifted to a lot of health stuff. I don't know if you've noticed, but a lot of health stuff and a lot of, I think there's one week where we had a lot of, everybody was moving one week. It's really interesting.
Oh, yes, it is. So, yeah, thanks to Metamorphosis Healing from the chat room for adding that little extra tidbit. And as always, you know, we really appreciate any comments that anybody has from the chat room.
All right,
guys. Wonderful. Well, we're going to go ahead and try that one caller back from the area code 617. Hello, caller. You are on air.
Hello.
Area code 617. You are on air. Last chance. All right. Well, it looks like we may not have that caller coming through properly from the queue. So if you want to come through properly and you want to be heard on the radio, please just hang up and try and redial the number. Sometimes there is a glitch with the system. Next caller is by area code 678. Hello, caller. You are on air.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Doing great. How may we help you?
Well, actually had a few questions. I had a question about a friend, and then I have a question about myself.
Okay, well, we're only doing one question per caller right now because we do have a lot in the queue. We'll go right ahead.
Okay, well then. Okay, well, I'll just ask about my friend Bianca, because lately, you know, I think things have gotten better, but I'm still kind of concerned with her, especially with her trying to, I guess, find love. And as a friend, I'm kind of trying to help her. But recently mm-hmm. she's found someone, but, you know, I'm not sure if it's sincere, but I can kind of feel some sincerity from that.
Yes. Okay, I can understand that. You know, I feel that the person she has found will last for a while. I feel it has some good potential. But whether or not it works out is completely up to her. I feel like she has the ability to either make it or break it with this newfound individual in her life.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I do feel like there's a little bit of question about the character of the individual. They seem to be a little scratchy at times, but ultimately the intentions are good, and I don't feel that, you know, they would be a bad influence per se.
Okay. Well, that was my question.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in.
Okay, have a good day.
Thank you. Wow. All right, our next caller, area code 520. You are on it.
Hi. Hi, good evening.
Hi, good evening. How are you doing today?
Good. Yeah, I'll just have a question.
How may we help you?
Yeah, I just want to have a question about love life. I just only want to know what you see. I kind of like, well, there's a one guy who's been bugging me. It's kind of like confusing me right now if I need to come back or not. He is my former ex-boyfriend, so I just only want to know if he's truly or still the same.
Okay, well, he's actually changed a little bit, but for the most part, he's still the same, hon. And I'm really getting that you need to drop him like hotcakes because, honey, you know what? He has changed a little bit. He is trying, but the life lesson in this for him is that he has lost one of his best opportunities. And if he sees that he can gain that back, he'll just revert right back to the way he was.
Yeah, I'm doing the same thing. The word that was popping up was trying. But I think what it is he could spend a lifetime trying, you know, but it's one of those things like he's probably not going to learn his lesson until you say that trying is not enough.
But don't worry, you know what, you're not going to be alone for the rest of your life. And I feel that that's been one of the fears you share in common with him. But you're not going to be alone for the rest of your life. You're actually going to be able to evolve into a very beautiful soulmate connection, a very beautiful twin flame dynamic, even kindred spirit with the individual that's meant to be in your life. And this is all supposed to be transpiring somewhere around November, okay?
Oh, so November. And this is new, brand new. It's a new person. I've never been met.
Totally new, never been met, not even known from a friend. This is totally new, honey. You're going to meet him on your own, and in some way, it's going to be in relation to work.
Relationship to work? Wow. That's strange.
Not like you work with him, but sort of like it's in relation, like you meet him through work.
Oh, I see. I get you. Yeah, some kind of like, yeah, okay. To stand by there or just only walk by my work, something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's great because, you know, I just only want to see something that's going to be because it's kind of, he's coming back and bugging me and I said, what's this one? Is it going to be a new issue again or is it kind of a new? So
right,
I just only want to clarify. Just only clear it up.
Right.
But anyway, thank you very much and more blessings.
Oh, you're more than welcome, and many blessings to you, too.
Okay, good
blessings.
Night. Bye. All right, another wonderful caller here on Psychic Talk Radio. You are listening to Reverend Adam Lee, Pooja Desai from Believe Healing, and Lolita72 from the chat room. All right, Lolita, do we have any questions today from the chat room?
Oh, no, not as of now, no questions at all, actually.
Okay, wonderful. Well, we're just going to move right along here into our next caller who's coming in by area code 310. Hello, caller. You are on air.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing today?
Good. Thank you.
Great.
I have a question that revolves around my work. I work for a friend, and we work out of his home office, and there was someone in the office who has been saying lies about me to him. I get the feeling that they don't like me for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm kind of concerned about my friendship with him and if my job is in jeopardy, if he believes the lies and what's going on with this person. Will I be in this turbulent environment for very long?
Okay. Well, I feel the lies have made him a little more conscious of the current situation. I don't believe that he's actually believing the lies, per se. I think that it's just made him quite a bit nervous, to be honest. However, around the work area, I feel that there's two people in bed with one another, metaphorically anyway. I'm feeling that they are the two people, one is male, one is female. They're really creating a big issue around the work area, and anyone that doesn't get on boat with them, they seem to create the biggest problems for the biggest amount of gossip. What you can do is, I do see it calming down. I don't feel your job's in jeopardy, but one of the things you can do to speed that along, to calm it down a little bit faster, is you can take a white candle. Okay, if you know the names of both of those people or you think you know who it is, write their names down backwards on the candle so it shows up in the mirror readable, okay? And you'll write them from the bottom of the candle up towards the tip, okay? And what you're going to do is you just burn that candle and you do Psalm 25, I'm sorry.
Psalm 25, yeah, that's his girlfriend. She...
Mm-hmm.
comes there often. She doesn't work there, but she doesn't want me there for whatever reason.
Okay. Well, what you need to do is you need to put her on a freezer, and that's what this candle's for, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, great. Thank you for calling in, and just give us an update on a future show. Let us know how it went.
Thank you.
Adam, one question from Teresa. Common thread, she wants to know any news from her father, Anthony.
All right. Give me one moment, Teresa. Sometimes my medium shields aren't necessarily turned on at the moment. You know, the one thing that I'm seeing is a white carnation, meaning that there is peace on its way. She's been through a lot of struggle, a lot of pain emotionally and in her life as well. And I'm feeling that his answer is that, you know, he's always been there. He's always heard her. He's always tried to give her signs. But sometimes she's looking a little too hard instead of stopping to listen.
Mm. Okay.
All right. But that white carnation, that's just a symbol of peace that's going to be brought in here. In particular, I believe it's dealing with family issues as well as issues within the your personal life elsewhere. And I'm feeling that this is a symbol that, don't worry, I'm on it, peace will be made. That's what he's saying.
Okay.
All
thank
right.
You.
Well, thank you for that question from the chat room.
No problem.
All right, guys, our next caller is coming in by area code 202. Hello, caller, you are on air.
Hello.
Hello,
yes.
How you doing today?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. How may we help you?
I, Yes, I have a question about my career. Mm-hmm. So I have a full-time job, and it works, I guess, okay. I'm not loving it, but no matter what I try outside, it's not working. So my question is it something that I'm doing that I should be staying in where I am and trying to make it better and basically survive and make it better, or should I change?
Okay. Right now, in this year, you're meant to be there up until the beginning of next year. So I'd say it's time for you to stay there and just try and make it a little bit better. But one of the things that will be your most powerful tool to do that is to project more self-confidence, okay? Not that you lack self-confidence, you just need to build upon it. That's what I'm feeling, and I'm feeling that right now you're feeling very intimidated by the people around you, and you just need to project some more self-confidence in your work area, and that's what's going to really cool the waters and make it a little better for you. I'm even feeling that, you know, as much as it seems bad right now, you are going to get a better increase of financial means through work, just enough to help you survive for the rest of the year. Something new's on its way, don't worry. It's just not going to happen until the beginning of 2012.
Okay, I can wait.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. I didn't. God, sometimes this little finger of mine too happy to trigger on this mouse. Anyway, didn't mean to cut you off, sweetie, but thank you for calling in, and blessings to you, and many blessings for your work environment. So it, you know, gives you that little extra boost there. Our next caller is by area code 217. Hello, caller, you are on air.
Hi there, how are you?
We're doing great.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you. I was kind of curious about a new endeavor I've undertaken, an extra side job after my day's career,
mm-hmm.
working from home. Just curious what you see about that.
All right. I'm going to take a moment to tap in. Pooja, if you're getting anything, go right ahead, hon.
I just need you to repeat that question one more time. I can tap
in. I am just wondering, I've taken up a new career from home after my day job. So basically, I'm working evenings from home. But I was just wondering if you would see how, if you could see how that was going to go.
I'm seeing progression. I'm seeing that activity increases in the August time frame. So I feel like a lot of progression is going to be made in August. I don't know why. I could be completely off of this, but for some reason, I'm seeing clothing. Like,
I beg your pardon.
Clothing? Like, are you doing a clothing line, or are you doing something like that?
Nope.
I don't know why.
No.
Okay, I think I know what you're catching on to, Pooja, but theoretically, this is really weird. I'm getting an old school bell, the one with the wooden handle and the silver-like, you know, shape at the end. It's that school bell that the old teachers would have with the chalkboard.
Mm-hmm.
And the clothing, as you were stating that, I'm seeing the relation there. So I don't know what this means to you. Would you happen to know what the symbolism is?
Well, I've got a blog site where I'm teaching and taking money. I've already got a few clients lined up for what I teach. So,
mm-hmm.
but I was just curious, you know, if it was. Hopefully it's going to go somewhere, but I only have so much time in the day. So I want it to do well, but I don't necessarily, you know, I don't want to leave my day job to do this just yet. But
yeah.
I just want enough extra money,
you
know, because everybody's going to bind these days, you
mm-hmm.
know. Just need some extra
money. Well, it does look like you're going to be able to succeed with it. But remember, you are the manifester, and you are the magician of how well you do. okay?
Yeah.
And it's totally up to you in the end. Also, confirmed from the chat room, we have Metamorphosis Healing over here, who is saying the same thing that I've been getting this whole time as well, that it's really up to you, and you can be really successful with it. As of right now, you're not wanting to leave your day job, but I do feel that down the road you will because of the success that's coming from this.
Okay, well, great. I enjoy helping people, and it's that sort of profession. So
mm-hmm.
There was someone that was kind of involved with this just a few weeks ago that I got some really mixed signals from, and I was wondering if you're picking up anything about him because he's really confused.
Okay, well.
Me.
We have a lot of people in the queue right now, so I don't want to cut us short, but when we have a lot of people in the queue, we're only taking one question.
Of course. Well, all right. Well, thank you for your help. I do appreciate it. Have a great evening.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Another chat question. Aaliyah, I want to know if she has a message from her father, Victor. It's been about 10 years that he's passed away.
All right. You know, I'm not getting anything off of this one. Pooja, are you getting anything off of this one?
I'm getting that. I think the biggest message I'm getting is that you're safe is what I keep getting. I'm not sure what that pertains to, but I keep getting you're safe. You're safe.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first thing that keeps popping into my head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm feeling, as you were talking about that, I'm trying to connect here, and I'm feeling that the message is that it's not your fault, and that there's a big sorry, I'm sorry coming through. All right, well, you know, that's all I'm getting right now. So I have to say thank you, and I hope that helps you.
And thank you. One more chat. Tracy wants to know, she had a past partner reconnecting with her. What are his intentions?
Okay. His intentions are to check in on her. It's a bit of his ego getting the best of him. He's kind of trying to check in and see if she's let go of him, if she's been able to move on with her life.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Our next caller is coming under the area code 708. Hello, caller. You are on air. Caller by area code 708. You are on air. All right. I guess we missed that caller. Or, you know, might be having a little phone issues there. So, next caller is by area code 757. And bringing you on air. Hello, caller. You are on air. Area
wow.
code 757. You are on air. Okay. Well, that is really strange. Two in a row now. All right, last seven starting number, area code 714. You are on air. Hello, area code 714. You are on air.
Hello, here you go, the third time's a charm.
Hello, how you doing today?
Pretty good.
Great, and how may we help you?
Well, is there a general message you do, or do you need questions?
Well, we only do specific questions on Psychic Talk Radio.
Is this Nathaniel?
Hello?
Is this Nathaniel?
Yes.
How are you? I recognize
good.
Your voice.
Oh.
All right. Great. So do you have a specific question for us today?
Well, I'm kind of wondering, do you see a direction for me in music or Or is that
all right? Let's see here. You know, the one thing I'm getting is the acoustic guitar. So I would say that the acoustics are what I'm picking up for you. Precision and acoustics.
You mean percussion?
Percussion, I'm sorry. See, I'm not in the musical field, so sometimes these are a little backwards. But, yeah, the acoustics and the percussion.
Okay. And then no electric guitar or bass or?
Electric and bass, I'm really feeling is not the way to go. It seems like it would be successful, but the percussion and the acoustics would be the most successful for you.
So would nylon strings, like a classic guitar, be a lot better than like a steel string, you know, the Crosby, Stills, Nash kind, or would, like, you know, some
classic.
Of the nylon
classic
even better?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even have one of those, but I have a really nice J200 Gibson kind of.
Okay,
love Pete,
nice.
Joe Wall,
yeah.
And Pete, like that, but many others. But,
all right. You know, one of the things that I'm seeing is you have... do you have a Pearl inlay acoustic guitar?
Yes. It has kind
okay.
of a king thing where the, in the, yeah. Is that the one you're seeing me playing?
Yeah, that's the one I keep seeing, and I'm seeing that being your gold mine right there.
Oh, so this is it, and this is the case now, and that must be the J200 now.
Okay.
We're talking about. It has a Pearl in the bridge?
Yes, in the bridge as well as, I believe, up towards the end of the handle.
It actually has one on the head, and let's see, it has actually 1, 2, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of them. It's starting
okay.
on the head. And it has 8 on the neck and 1 on the head. And they're kind of like crowns, so they're like 9 crowns. Because it kind of
beautiful.
200, when you look at them real close, they look like crowns with 5
yeah.
little, you know, points.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
one of the things I want you to do is listen to the Crossroads music, okay? And I'm just feeling that you need to take that to the Crossroads and you need to have it blessed.
To the Crossroads mean, I'm not exactly sure what you're talking about on the Crossroads.
Okay. Just take it to a Crossroads, anywhere that you have a four-directional, two streets, you know, crossing over one another. Just bring it there and just play it for a short period of time at any Crossroads that you feel comfortable with. And I'm feeling that it's going to get the blessing it needs, but I'm really seeing that being your goal. Mine.
Well, that's special. I'll remember that then. I was, you know, thinking about getting electric right now, but finances are a little tight, but...
Yeah, that's not the way to go right now.
Okay, and what
yeah.
do you see me playing through? You know, I have a number of amps, you know, I don't know if I should run it through an amp or a PA, or they're not really...
You know, I'm not sure. That part's going to be up to you, and we do have a person behind you here in the queue, so I'm going to have to let you go. But that's what I was getting is that that's your gold mine, and the percussion as well as the acoustics, that's where the money is. Getting back to the roots. Mm-hmm.
Well, I appreciate it. Have a good night.
All right, thank you.
Good night, sweetie.
All right. Well, that was an interesting call, I'll tell you what. But you know what? I kept on seeing this consistent vision with him, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Our next caller, I'm going to go ahead and take a break. Pooja, if you're connecting with this one, go right ahead. But our next caller is by area
sure.
code 917. And hello,
hi.
917. You are on air.
Hi, this is Lisa. How are you both doing today?
Good.
How are you?
We're
good,
doing great.
Good. I'm finalizing, I guess, some professional opportunities that have come my way. And I was told that I wouldn't have any more interviews, but the last interview I went to in person last Thursday was the final one. But then I got contacted that I have a phone interview this Monday with the founder after submitting some writing samples, which kind of caught me off guard. I'm happy about it, but it really caught me off guard. So what do you see as the best way that I can prepare for this? Because, I mean, whatever guidance you pick up for me regarding it and just to help me, because really, like, hoping I get this job. It's been a long time coming.
Well, the biggest thing I was getting was to just be yourself. And almost like I feel the interview is going to be pretty structured. And so to kind of take the edge of it off of it, kind of just make sure you're being yourself. Make sure that your personality is kind of showing through a little bit, and it's going to come off as kind of refreshing. It almost feels like there might be a lengthy interview process. It feels lengthy to me.
Like over half an hour, or?
I feel like it might extend to an hour for some reason. But this is what I feel. I feel like it's going to be a structured interview, and then what's going to happen is if you follow through, your personality is going to start to shine through a little bit, and you're going to have more of a conversation. Like, it's going to end off being much more of a conversation. And that's what I'm seeing. So the biggest advice, when you said that, the first thing I got was to be a little bit more laid back and kind of let your personality shine through a little bit. So be yourself.
Okay. Oh, boy. Do you see, I guess...
I'd have to agree with that.
Was this me an offer? I'm sorry?
I said I'd have to agree with what Pooja is getting on that, because I've been feeling this and resonating with what she was saying.
Mm-hmm. And they, you're asking if I think they're going to offer you something. I do feel like they're going to offer you something, and I think it's going to happen because it's going to happen. Like I said, the first part of the interview feels like it's going to be very structured, and as long as you're kind of laid back and you're not so scared that you're not showing yourself, make sure you talk and be yourself and show your personality. And what's going to happen is I'm trying to get my phone.
That's okay.
Work with me. But what they're going to do is they're going to catch on to your vibes and your personality and kind of naturally, it's almost like having just a conversation. Like something's going to, like, I feel like you're going to have a conversation for the rest of the time. And then because it's almost like you win them over through your personality. And, afterwards.
Yeah. I'm getting the term propelled into success. Mm. So I think this is a good sign. Propelled into success is coming up.
Okay. Wow. I feel like I'm running a race that I have not stopped the water.
Mm-hmm. That's understandable.
It's one of those things, and I just feel like I want to make sure I'm doing everything right. I do want to be myself. I just feel like that's what they interview me outside, outdoors. So it was a really liberating experience to be interviewed outdoors. Mm-hmm. Right away that resonated with me. And I felt like it's the right place. And,
mm-hmm.
I guess time will tell and faith will tell. I'm just trying to make the best steps forward. You had told me, I want to say a month ago, about someone that I may meet, or I will meet, that will sponsor what I want to do bigger with my career later. You said something about someone named Samuel. And I wrote it down so I wouldn't forget. About meeting someone named Samuel, do you see that I'm taking the right steps to continue to connect with that energy? Because that's what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to, operate at a high vibration.
Yeah, I'm feeling that you are taking the right steps to connect with that energy. But we have a few more people in the queue, so we're going to go ahead and have to end our conversation with you a little bit short here. But remember the phrase propelled into success is coming up. Remember what Pooja had to offer for you on her level with her connection. And just maintain a bit of that confidence right now, and don't let your fear get the best of you, okay?
Thank you so much.
I do want to add something. I would love to add something. If you do get nervous, really think about maybe getting a session with me. And usually I'm not one to kind of promote myself, but it does wonders with people who, with your nerves. It's incredible what it does with your nerves. So if you do feel like you need something that really will help you center and kind of stay centered, this would be great, and I could definitely help you out with that. So, yeah.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, guys. We are having quite a good show today. What do you think?
Yeah, we are. I'm surprised everyone wants to be home on a Friday night.
Well, it's wonderful. So we're here, and we are live, and we are taking your calls, guys. We only have a few minutes left, so we're going to take our last two callers for today. And Lolita, before we take those, did you want to announce what specials we're offering?
Yes, I would love to. We're offering the special still to the end of July. Reverend Adam is offering a 30-minute special for $10. And Pooja is offering a 30-minute intuitive chakra healing. What that entails is that she'll go over all your chakras, whatever's blocked, she'll go through that with each one. In 30 minutes, her work will be completed. After completion, the both of you guys will set up an appointment. And on the third day, you will have a little consultation. And that consultation will be only 15 minutes to talk about what's going on. At the end of the day, anyone that does a clearing with any healer, just be aware that you guys are going to go through a lot of shifts and releases. But at the end of the day, they're all good. And it's a choice on how we handle that and take that to the next step. So just be aware that when you're doing a clearing, that you're going to go through so many shifts that you haven't even felt. So just take that in mind when you're doing the clearing and be aware. But it will consist of one 30-minute and one follow-up for 15 minutes. And we'll be offering that to July 31st. So book your specials. They're really, really fabulous deals. And I know a lot of people are not giving out the healing work for $55, including a reading in it. So it's great. So take advantage of that. All right.
All right, guys. And right now we are offering, starting on Mondays, ending on Fridays, a drawing for a one-hour reading with myself privately. In order to enter this drawing, it is $1 per ticket, limit 5 tickets per customer. And if you want to get involved in this, please visit healthpsychic.com/radio. And you will see where you can end up donating, or you can end up buying the tickets for the drawing. On Fridays, the drawing's winner will be announced to them via telephone, email, as well as live on air. The announcement will be made, so you guys will know whether you have won or not. So, yes, please visit healthpsychic.com to take advantage of the specials, or enroll for the drawing, which will happen every Friday, beginning every Monday. Our last caller for today is under the area code 956. Hello, caller. You are on air.
I'm the lucky one. I had a question in regards to relationship, and also if you could give me that information again. I was writing it down for the drawing, for the dollar drawing.
Okay. It's howpsychic.com, as in how psychic are you? So it's basically the HOW and then psychic.com. Okay?
Okay. Psychic.com. Got it.
And you want, you can do a /radio at the end of the website address, so you get directly into the page for the drawing.
Okay. That sounds like a deal.
Cool. All right. Well, what's your question? How may we help you?
It's in regards to relationship. I just wanted to see what's about coming in the next month. I have something, but I just wanted to see if you could tell me what you see.
All right, I'm going to take a moment to tap in, but Pooja, if you're getting something, go right ahead.
I just need you to repeat that question one more time while I tap in.
Yeah, I have a, it's in regards to a relationship. I have some, I mean, it's to a new relationship that I'm in, and there's going to be some changes. And I just wanted to see if you all saw something with a good relationship or, you know, them not be a good relationship.
Okay, so hold on. You're asking about a relationship with this man, or are you asking about another relationship?
It's the same. It's the same relationship.
The same man. The tension, right?
All right. What I'm feeling here, I'm just going to go ahead because I'm connecting. What I'm feeling is that this, from my understanding, this is with a current individual in her life. And I am feeling that this relationship's going to work out, but it requires a lot of patience on both ends right now. One is the patience with himself, and the other is the patience that you have with him. I feel that he's overcoming some obstacles right now in his own personal life, and he's trying to cleanse his past from himself, purge his past from himself. But ultimately, I'm feeling like it's going to work out. Now, Pooja, if you're getting something, go ahead.
You said ultimately you feel like it will work out. Is that what you said?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I feel like, has he tried to sever ties with you a few times?
Has he tried to what, I'm sorry?
Sever ties with you a few times?
What does that mean? Like, what do you mean?
I mean kind of like break up with you. Or...
communication.
Oh, no. No.
No, not at all?
Mm-mm.
For some reason, I feel like there might be a short amount of time where you guys don't speak for a little while. Or not just speak, but like almost like you consider breaking up or consider splitting up for a while, and it's going to be more on his end is what I feel like. But I feel like ultimately, like Adam said, you'll be able to kind of work things out.
Mm-hmm.
Now that could manifest, that may not manifest. It just kind of depends on the steps that you take between now and then. But I feel like he's thought about taking a break, not to scare you or anything like that. But it's one of those things where I think sometimes when we go through arguments and stuff, that are heavier, there is heavy tension, it does cross your mind type of thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So there might be a little time where you do take a little bit of time off, but I don't feel like it's going to be long, and I feel like he's actually quite sentimental, so I don't even feel like he would be able to be away too long. But, I have to agree with the rest of what Adam said, though.
It's actually, I'm the one that tries to break up with him.
Okay, first I kept getting severed ties. And so for some reason, I don't know, I just went with it, and I thought maybe it was him trying to sever ties with you. But I feel like there might be a little bit of a break is what I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Actually, we're moving in together.
Well, I'm getting two messages.
We're going to move in together.
They're moving in together. Okay. I'm getting two messages that, one, do not lose hope, and two, it's time to allow him to have the time to make his move, okay? So maybe the quieting down a little bit on your end and watching what he does without prompting him is going to be a good issue, a good situation for you. And just remember, don't lose hope. That's the biggest one of the two, okay? It's going to go okay for you. It's going to go pretty well. You just need to be a little more confident, and just remember right now it's time to let him prompt himself, okay?
Mm-hmm. The relationship, to me, looks okay. I'm just more concerned of the financial situation because
mm-hmm.
he's the only one that is working right now, and I'm the one that's like, why did you do this?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like, why are you doing this? You need to think about
I understand, but right now, you know, right now it's all about becoming independent and also working together. You know, I know that you've tried very hard to be independent. I know that you have tried to be somewhat, you know, available. So you're able to do things, but you need to just kind of relax a little bit, continue to move forward and progress with yourself and your own development. And, you know, I think that if he sees that in you, it's only going to make him more happy to be around you and with you. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, and you have a wonderful evening.
Likewise. Bye-bye. Hey, Adam, quick question from Metamorphosis. He's asking, I'm starting an exciting new venture to my healing work and will be involved with discussion groups. Will it open new doors for me?
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on one moment. I'm just typing a reply here for a minute. You know what? I do feel that this will be a good development. So, yes, I feel that going pretty well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking, though, that Metamorphosis, if you are listening in right now, who's the third party in this? I'm seeing three people besides yourself. There's three people, and I'm feeling like there's one of them that's just not very trustworthy. It seems to be more of a leech or some type of, you know, someone that wants all the benefits without any of the work. All right, Lolita, are we getting any response there?
No, I haven't got one yet.
Okay. All right. Oh, I got it. Okay.
Okay.
Only you. Okay. Well, you know, I'm feeling that you're going to be involved with three other people in this. And I'm feeling that one of them you're going to have to be careful around because they're more of a leech. So I hope that helps you in the future. If that's not the case right now, then just be aware that down the road there's going to be three other people involved, and I feel that one of them is not so trustworthy. All right. Well, thank you for that question from the chat room, Lolita and Metamorphosis. Glad to assist you, as always. And for once on our show, I can actually say that we have gotten through all of our callers for today. For those of you that were unable to be reached through the through coming on air today or on any of our past shows, please stay tuned for one of our future shows and try and call in then. As always, we try and get to everyone that we possibly can. And just at the very last moment, I see that we've had one last caller call in. So if you guys don't mind one last caller, we can go ahead and try and bring them in here.
No, not a problem.
What do you think, Pooja?
No, absolutely. Let's go.
All right. All right. Our last caller for today, once more, area code 516. How you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Great. And how's the weather out there in Florida? Oh, 561, sorry.
It's
hot.
A soldier.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I know how hot it gets out there, being native myself to Florida.
Oh.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So how can
My
we help
question.
You? What's your name?
Stacy.
Nice
and
to meet you, Stacy.
You too. My question is, what do you see coming up for me with love?
Oh, wow. All right. I'm going to go ahead and take a moment to tap in. Pooja, if you get anything, go right ahead. All right. Well, what I'm feeling... Go ahead, Pooja.
I was thinking about a long-distance something, like a long-distance relationship possibly coming up. I'm seeing the December time frame for some reason, kind of around the holidays. So, Adam, are you picking up on the same thing?
You know, I'd have to say the long distance makes sense because one of the first things I saw as I was tapping in, excuse me, is one of those little houseboats, but it's not like a whole big houseboat. It's like one of the little tiny ones that people live in, and it's right along the shore, you know. And I'm seeing 1 foot on land and 1 foot on the boat. So 1 foot land, 1 foot sea. And I'd have to say that's symbolic of the long-distance relationship coming together in the end.
Oh.
So this could be something that's going to develop in the future. This could be something that is going to become a really good opportunity in your life, something with marriage involved, because I'm seeing two children.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. And, Pooja, if you're getting anything else, go right ahead.
Mm-mm. I mean, I think that's pretty much all. I think it's a good opportunity. Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, now we've gotten through every single caller for today, and we had a lot of callers today. So, guys, thank you once more. As always, it is a honor and a pleasure to be on here with you, as well as to be on here with all of our callers and listeners.
Yes.
All right, guys. Well, thanks to all of our callers and listeners for making our show even more popular each and every time we host it on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Please remember, go to housepsychic.com to take advantage of all the specials that we are offering and include yourself in the drawing for the Friday that's coming up and next week. And we will see you next show. Namaste and good night.
All right. Blessings. Good night, everyone.